אבל באמס, אף על פי, now Rav Nosanzal is going to make a very interesting point, because this is scary a little. If we tell you that the emes is one, and sheker is unlimited. Unlimited. I can say this is a cup. If I want to say something false about it, it's a table, it's a chair, it's a person, it's an animal, it's a kangaroo. So the sheker is infinite, and the emes is one. Rav Nosanzal says, havel b'emes, אף על פי שהשקר מצד עצמו אין לו גבול ומספר, even though שקר itself, on one hand, has no count to it, no number to it, כי שקר אפשר לא אמר, עד בלתי גבול וקצמנים, because lies, falsehood, you could say unlimited, אף על פי כן לא נוסנה שמסבורך שליטו להשקר, שיספשת עד בלתי גבול וקצ. Despite that, Hashem has not given the שקר the ability to expand unlimited, infinite. Kios hoyomiz batel hoylam chas v'shalom. Because then the world would go away. If the sheker was infinite, then there'd be no world. Shekiyumoy rak al hoemes. We know that the world exists on emes. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the beginning of Avos, al shloisha dvarim hoylam kayim. The world, al shloisha dvarim hoylam oymed. Emes v'shalom, you know. And we know when Hashem first created the world, he started with emes. When he completed the creation, he finished with emes. The first three words in the Torah, Bereshis, Boro, Elikim, the last letters of those three words are the word emes. The last three words of creation, Asher Boro, Elikim, La'asois, the last letters are emes, showing that the beginning and end of the world, these are the pillars that the world stands on emes. Al kein Hashem Yisborach Barachmov Keitz Som Lachoyshech Ulachol Tachles Uchoyker. Therefore, Hashem put a limit. Hashem put an end, a cap, to Sheker, to darkness, which is Sheker. Ki Hashem Yisborach Bores Oilam Be'emes Shu Choyseim Shamayim Voretz. Kedu, Hashem created the world with Emes, which is the seal of heaven and earth, as is known. Avo b'shvil ha-bechiro nosan achiz al ha-sheker shorav ha-tuma. But in order that there should be bechira, Hashem had to give some power to sheker, which is ra and tuma. Avo af al pi sha-sheker mitzad atzmoy hu bilti gvul ha-mispar kanam. So now, even though sheker, by definition, is unlimited, despite that, Hashem, who founded the world with truth, he put a pintala, a little bit of truth in this world, at she'ein shum shlito la'sheker. Hashem injected a nekuda of truth in this world, where in that nekuda of truth, where because of that, the sheker cannot rule ki im kishemislabish esatzmoy beiz emes, unless the sheker cloaks itself in emes. It has to dress itself up as if it's emes in order to market itself. Ubehechrich sheyeh gam ba sheker moira veiz emes. And in order for a sheker to be niskabel, in order for people to accept a sheker, it has to have some truth in it, mixed in it. כמו ישם רבי סנזל, as Rashi HaKodesh says, in Chumash Bamidbor, פרק י' ג' פסוק כ"ז, כל שקר שאין בו אמס מתחילוסוי, אין אמס קיים. Any lie that doesn't have some truth in it will not be accepted, will not be effective. וכמו שרואים בחוש, שאי אפשר להשקרון לשנו יסס הידוע, לא ימר על עץ שהוא זוהב, a liar can't just say something straight out, the opposite is, he can't say about a piece of wood that this is gold. She'oz lo yoyel b'shikrei klal. People will laugh at him. His lie will not be accepted by anybody. Ki ha'kol yeidu shu sheker. It'll be obvious to everybody that it's sheker. U'mi she'roitze l'kayim shikroi l'hatois chaveroi. Whereas a person who wants his sheker to be established, and he wants to fool the other guy, צורך לחשב תחבולויס, איך לדמויס אוי סוי עידי איזה אמס שיאלבש בוי שיקרוי. איך לרמויס, how to fool that other person by putting in, injecting a little bit of אמס in which he'll cloak the שקר. She'oz daiko yi efshe lahatoi sabriyois. When you do it that way, then you can convince people of a lie. You can sell them a lie. Kegoin shelokech bedil umechapo yisoy bekesa. For example, a person takes lead, he paints it on the outside silver, or he covers it with a very thin coating of silver. Umate voimer shukesef, and he fools other people. He says, here, a solid piece of silver, put it on the scale, $135 an ounce. This is 36 ounces. You owe me 36 times, you know, the, whereas it's really 98% lead. It's just a thin coating, silver plated. Nimtza sheyesh boze ma'at emes. There had to be a little bit of truth there. Ki be'emes yesh bo imat kesef, because the truth is, there is a little bit of silver in there. I made a mistake. I told you it's silver. I meant it's 1.5% silver. You should have known. What do you mean? V'chein ki yoytze boze, and so too, throughout everything that relates to this topic of emes and sheker. Nimtza me'achar shein la sheker kiyum, so therefore, when it's kiyim al yidei ma'at emes, since sheker cannot exist without some emes in it, al ken yesh gam la sheker gvul u'mispar, therefore the sheker can't be infinite. Even sheker has to have some limitations. Afal pisha mitzad atzmoi hu b'li gvul kanal, even though sheker by definition itself would be unlimited. Ki sheker efsher loimar al bedil shehu zohov o yeventoi voy kesef v'shar shem is b'li gvul. Because if I want to lie about this piece of lead, I can say it's gold, it's diamond, it's silver, I can say a million things. Avla afal pikein ein kiyim leilo hashkorim. But these lies, nobody will accept it. V'nechshivu kain kefes, people say the guy's a nut. You know, he's saying something totally ridiculous. Me'achar shakol yedu shu sheker, it'll be obvious to everybody that it's sheker. And the sheker cannot be accepted unless it's close to, unless it's leaning on some emes. Nimtza sheyesh lo gvul u'kitzbo, and if it's connected to emes, emes is limited. Emes is very limited. Ki yefshir loimar shkorim b'li gvul kirtzoinoi keteva hasheker. A person cannot say unlimited lies. They can't make up unlimited stories like sheker has the potential to, ki lo yiskaimu dvorav klal, because nobody will believe him. Nobody will accept what he's saying. Al kein hu muchroch lemayit ulahagbel shikroi. Therefore, even when somebody's lying, they have to contain the lie. They have to limit the lie. Boifin shi es somuch leiz emes, so that it should be close to the truth. It should have some connection to the truth. So that the sheker will be accepted and he'll be able to fool the people. Therefore, the way sheker operates in the world today, it does have its limitations. Again, in order for it to be bechira, Hashem had to curtail the sheker a little bit, and he had to design the world in such a way that in order for sheker to sell itself, it's gotta look like the emes, or it's gotta have some kesher with the emes. V'ze b'chinas memtes shari tumo shem keneged memtes shari kedusha. This is the concept of the 49 gates of tumo that correspond to the 49 gates of kedusha. Ki kemoi sheyesh la hakedusha gvul u'mispar b'ze hoylam, shu b'chinas sheva poim sheva, shem klal shir shemispar kanam. Because just like within the Kedusha, there are boundaries and numbers in this world. For example, the Yemei HaSfira is 7 times 7, which encompasses the numbering system of this world to a degree. Because when Hashem first created the world, it was 7 days. The total number was a cycle, a full cycle was 7. Kemoikein ezelu mazeh heim sheva pomim sheva betuma shu sheker. So too within the framework of tuma, there's also a 7 times 7. Kiheim nichnosim gamkein tachas hamispar, because the sheker, the sitra achra, also goes into the numbering system. Afal pishim in sadatzmam heim lamatam hamispar kanal. Even though in reality, sheker is not within Mispar. If I say that I have 3 ways to explain this thing to you, and 3 of them are right, and 1 of them is wrong, The wrong way, is it included within the three? No, it's not, because it's sheker. It's out of bounds. Ach machmas she'eno miskayim kimal yesh mislapshatzim beizemes kanal. But because of the fact that sheker cannot exist, cannot be accepted by people unless it dresses itself up within some emes, al kein behechrich sheyesh lem gvul u'misbar gam kein kanal. That's why in this world, the sheker has to have some boundaries, some limits. And because of the fact that the sheker has to lean on some emes, it has to attach itself to some emes, which it draws from, that's why the emes itself has the ability to defeat them, to undo them. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, Umalchusoy Bakoil Mashala. Hashem's Malchus rules everywhere, even in the Sitra Achra, even out of bounds. Because of the fact that the way sheker has to operate in this world, it can't function without emes. That's why they can only exist temporarily, short-lived. Pasuk in Mishlei, where it's showing the Lashon Shoker lies, can be accepted ad argia, up until a certain point in time. Ki achar kach mizgaber ho'emes shehem yoinkim imenu u'mapiloisam u'megalo ramausam v'shekhrenusam. Because after a while, the sheker uses up its stories and the emes takes over. And the emes which the sheker was trying to draw from ends up defeating the sheker and revealing its falsehood. Aval yesh b'chinas shar ha-chamishim shel ha-tuma. Just like in the Kedusha, there's a 50th level, which is the top of the top. So too in Tuma, there is a shar ha-chamishim, a 50th level. Shehu keneged shar ha-chamishim shel ha-kedusha. Shezeh ha-shar koilel kol ha-sitra achra v'ha-klipois v'chol ha-shkorim v'horamos v'ha-to sheboilam. That shar is koilel, every type of sitra achra, klipo, sheker, falsehood, mistakes in the world. Sheme oitzim ribui ha-shkorim v'horamos sheyesh shom, whereby based on how much sheker and how much evil is there in that 50th level, hu kemat b'li gvul ha-minyan. It's almost infinite. It's almost unlimited. Because even though this Shar HaChamishim of Tuma also has to have some connection to Emes, it draws so much from the Kiddush and from the truth, at sheyochol chas v'shalom levalvel ulahastir ulahalim kol minei emes sheboilam, to the point where it has the ability to confuse and to hide every type of emes in the world, and to turn upside down, using its falsehood, using its fakeness and its trickery, its incredible trickery, it has the ability lafoich me emes lesheker, to turn things around from truth to falsehood, to turn truth into falsehood and sheker to emes, losum ra l'toy v'toy ra, to make good look bad and bad look good. Kamei shekosov, like the pasuk says, hoy oimrim lo ra toy v'lo latoy v'ra. Woe is to those people who say about evil that it's good, and about good they say it's evil. Somim choyshech lo'or v'or l'choyshech. They turn light into darkness and darkness into light. And when this sitra achra of the shar hachamishim gets power, oz nemar tovati bivein metzula ve'ein momod, then David HaMelech says in Tehillim, I'm drowning in the deepest depths and I can't get up. שזה בחינס תויקף מרירוס הגולוס או אחרוין המר והאורך הזה. This is the severe bitterness of this last and final long bitter golus that we're going through today. Shenemar olav, about which the pasuk says, vatered peloim, that the light, the holiness has fallen incredibly all the way down. Venistar venelam haketz haplois, and the end is hidden completely. We don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. Kamashikosov admosai ketz haplois, as it says in Daniel, Kapitel Yudbeis, when is this incredible end gonna come? Ve'ikar aricha sagolu suma shezgaber hasheker mo'oid mo'oid kimat belig vul chasashon. And the main suffering of the golus that we're in today is the fact that the sheker has become so strong, almost unlimited. It knows no bounds. Shehu ikar horava tuma. This sheker, which is the real evil and the real impurity. Ukama shekosev, as the pasuk says in Daniel, Vatashlech emes orza, that the truth was thrown down to the ground. Sorry, I think it's an echo that posted. Vesashlech emes orza. Ukamoshom Rasala, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Tzadik Zayin, Veho emes tihie neederes, that the truth is going to be in trouble. Shenase ho emes adorim adorim, the truth is going to be groups and groups. Each group is going to claim that it has the truth. All the different groups of Sheker, each one will be waving a flag, Emes, that we're the real Emes. Because the Sitrachra, which is Sheker, has spread. As a result of our many sins, it has spread far and wide. And the more that we try to bring a little bit of truth into the world, through which to bring people close to Hashem, who misnakel betachbuloisef tekev levalvoloi ulahastiroi ulahavchoi elahefech mamish. The Sitrachra, the Eitzahara, uses every trick in the book to confuse the truth, to hide the truth, to turn it upside down, to make it look like the worst sheker. Shezehu bechinas toikev hamachloikes sheyesh achshav boilam bein hatzadikim vaksherim. This refers especially, specifically, to the very, very rough machloikes that exists today in the world among the religious people, among the tzadikim and the religious people. V'chein oitzem hatzoro hamoro shel hisgabrus hachochmois valashoinois. And so too the terrible tragedy of the secular education, secular wisdoms. Sheroitzim lahatois es Yisroel, litpois chasvishon, narei b'nei Yisroel, b'mitzudosim chasvishon, whereby they want to trap the Jewish children, they want to force Jewish children, instead of learning Gemara, instead of learning Halacha, instead of learning Limudei Kodesh, to learn either only Limudei Chol, chasvishon, to go to university full-time, that kind of thing, where there's no religious education, or at best, a little bit of religion and a lot of secular education, Rachmon al Islam. Vahakoil hu bechinas is gabrus vispashtus hasheker shehu ikrat tuma mikol atzdodim lervarcha. All of this is the concept of sheker becoming stronger and spreading far and wide. That's the real tuma. Beklol Yisrael, number one, this is attacking the entire Jewish people as a whole. And the sheker is doing battle against each and every single one of us. Not just against every one of us, against every single move we make, every breath we take, every line of Torah we learn, every mitzvah we try to do. The sheker is there trying to mess us up, trying to trick all kinds of problems. Shekol ma sheroitzim be'eze eitz amitis lotzeis mitach b'loisev. Any time a Jew wants to use any real advice of the Torah or of tzaddikim to escape, to get away from the tuma, to get away from the sitrachra, hu mevalvel b'shkorov batoisev, the Yetzirah confuses him and messes him up with his lies and all kinds of mistakes, ad she'ein yoidin eich limolit menu, to the point where people don't know how to escape this Yetzer Hara. As the Pasuk says, Bo'irach zu ahalech, on this path that I'm going, Tomnu Pachli, they've set traps for me. V'chulu, etc. Aval Hashem Yizborach Godol Moed, but Hashem is very great. V'lisfunosoi ein mispor, and Hashem's wisdom is infinite, unlimited. V'nosan lanwes ha-toirah g'doysha barachmav b'yoyim ha-chamishim ha-kodosh yoyim ha-chag-shavuos shibuchin ha-shar ha-chamishim shel ha-gdusha. And Hashem gave us His Torah on the 50th day, which is the 50th level of Kedusha. Shezeh ha-shar koylel kol ha-mem teshorim. That level is koylel all 49 levels. V'hu shoroshim, and that's the source of all 49 levels. V'hu lamala mi-amispor, and that's above the number system. The shar ha-chamishim refers to something that's infinite, a very, very high level. Ki kol shivasimei abinyan shem klala mispar nimshach miyom kimeno. Because all the 7 days all draw from this 50th level. Avol hu biatzmoi bebchinas lamal mispar, whereas this 50th level is above numbers. It represents infinity, ein soif. Ki hu kolol be'ein soif. The Shar HaMishim is plugged into the Ein Soif, the infinite. Val yodoy oyle ha-mispar v'nichla lamal mi-mispar. That's the bridge from which you go to the 49, from the 49 levels, which are within the numbers, to the infinite, to Ein Soif. The Gesher is the 50th level. That's the bridge. Rak be'erech shehamem tes shorim shem sheva pam sheva klal ha-mispar yonki mimenu, but to the degree that the 49 gates, which is the 49 levels, which represent all the numbers, draw from that 50th level, al kein be'erkom anu muchrochim lechano yisoyisei b'shem mispar. Therefore, relative to the 49, because the 50th level has a shaychus to the 49, so we refer to it as 50. That's the only reason. That because it's above the numbering system. Rav Nosson is telling us the basic numbering system, Beruchnius, is 7. Again, in this physical world, we're dealing with Chesed through Malchus. The minute you go and 7, we know, and each one of the 7 has all 7, so it's 49. The minute you go out of above 49, you're going into spirituality, you're going into the next world, you're going into Olam Haba. There's a first finished paragraph. Vanu koyrnoise b'shem shachmishim, we call it the 50th gate, shehula shein mispar, which is a number. Aval hu biatzmoi lemala mi-amispar. Whereas in reality, that 50th level is above numbers. That's a nickname. The number 50 is a kinui there. V'shom kol ha-hamtokois shel kol hadinim shehaklipois v'asitrachra yon kemehem. And that's the place where all midas hadin that the sitrachra that draws from is sweetened, is eliminated. Because as we've learned many times, the main place where the sitrachra is able to latch onto and draw energy and power is from midas hadin. And the place where we're mamtik all dinim from is that shar hachamishim. It's brought about Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe Rabbeinu reached the highest level that it's possible to reach in this world, in a sense. What is that? 49. There's a pasuk in Tilm that says, "Vatechasrehu me'at me'elikim." He was missing a drop, like from being like Hashem. That's why he was in the physical world. But the Arizal says, when he left here, when a person leaves this world, it's called nistalek. He goes up. When he went up, he achieved the 50th level. That's why his burial place is called Har Nevo. The Arizal says, Nun Boy. The 50th was in it. The 50th level he achieved over there. And that's why the word Neshama, the Arizal says, is Moshe Nun. In the form of, in bodily form, he achieved the 49 levels. As a Neshama, he achieved the 50th level. That's this 50th, which is Ein Soif, we have the highest level of Hamtokas Adinim.